Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson joins us every Monday, including Labor Day, which, funny enough, you know, radio hosts and sheriffs and deputies don't get the day off, right, Sheriff?
And that is correct. Unfortunately, we still have to work.
Whenever there might be crime or calls for help, you guys have to work, which is, I think, pretty much every day. Isn't that right?
It is every day, but, you know, the good news for my guys on the road is they're getting overtime pay today when they work.
All right, so they're probably eager for the little pay bonus. They'll take that.
Yeah. I wish everybody could.
I can't. You're funny. anything incident-wise? I didn't have anything on my list. Anything incident-wise in the last week that we need to talk about?
No, it's been calm, and I hate to jinx myself. I do this all the time, but, yeah, it was very calm and subdued here in Santa Rosa County over the weekend. So
even on Labor Day, even Labor Day weekend, a lot of extra people are out to the beach and stuff, and everything's fine.
Yeah, and you know, during Labor Day and Memorial Day weekends, we put the SROs go out to the beach and patrol. So usually we have like six or seven of them out there, and that's all they do is just patrol the beach on four wheelers, and it's a good time. They enjoy it. Obviously, and the people out there love seeing law enforcement out there, so it's a good thing.
Pensacola Police Department a couple of years ago went to shorts in the summer, especially when they're, you know, beat cops and the bike cops and stuff. Do all your guys and gals wear long pants, even in the summer, even on the beach?
No, not on the beach. We have a beach uniform, and it's basically shorts and a polo shirt.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, when they're on the beach, they're in shorts.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I know. That would be terrible.
I've been to Fort Pickens. I know what happens when you're wearing full wool in the summer. You know, it's a bad story.
Yes, it is.
You know, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is you sent a whole team of people down to Big Bend to help out for Hurricane Idalia. How many went, and what are they doing right now?
Yeah, I think we sent about 16 of them, and they're doing everything. We have some that do patrol. So the Lafayette County, they're all in Lafayette County. So the deputies who work there can go home and tend to their houses because we have the patrol function covered. And then we have others that are actually just working with backhoes and chainsaws, just clearing roads and getting trees off people's houses and helping them put the blue tarps up. I mean, they're doing a little bit of everything.
Is this, now I know sometimes when we've talked about this in the past, you kind of have to, you have to go self-sufficient. Like, you have to go able to take care of all of your own needs, you know, from fuel to water to food and all of that. But I didn't know how – I know a lot of the recovery has been done already. It's still an enormous problem, obviously. But are they in a situation where they're kind of, like, self-sufficient in that way, or are they able to tie into local services yet?
Yeah, no, they're totally self-sufficient. So – when they go down, we have a food trailer where it's got a smoker and a grill, and so they and all their own food. They have their own freezer unit. They take their own gas. They have their own shower trailer. It's we bought a shower trailer with FEMA money from the last hurricane, and it's four different stalls, and each stall has a shower and a toilet and a sink. So yeah, they go down. They don't need anything from the local area because they're already tapped out. You know, I mean, it's pretty much destroyed down there, so they take care of themselves.
Yeah, it wouldn't make much sense to have to put up a pod and then to have to give the pod to take care of the people who are supposed to be helping. You know, that would be kind of counterproductive.
Exactly.
Hey, I had a kind of an odd story. I actually did it as one of the transgressors topics on Friday, but it had to do with a case out of California in San Francisco where this bakery chain or soup chain, some kind of a restaurant chain, they were refusing to let armed people come in. So it was kind of a no guns. You know, they wanted to make it a gun-free zone. Well, the application of this was they weren't going to allow military in uniform with guns or police in uniform with guns inside of the store. And my question was, just from a legal perspective, I mean, I know they're dumb, you know, that aside, to what degree can a store prevent a cop from coming in? Because, I mean, I'm assuming that in some ways it's like your house. Like, if I don't want the police to come in my house, you have to have a warrant, or you have to be, you know, imminent circumstances or something like that. But a business is a public place of accommodation, so I guess it's probably a little different. But I don't know the answer to that, and I was curious.
Yeah, they can. Any business can say, we don't want law enforcement in here. You're not allowed in while you're armed. Any business can do that. Fortunately, here in Santa Rosa County, 99.9% of all businesses are run with people who aren't stupid. So, you know, you get,
wait,
you get
what was that stat again? That was, that was Ipsos research. Is that what that was? What was it again? 99.9%?
99.9%. And I only do that 0.1% because I haven't been in every business, so I don't know. But, yeah, in California, it's just, it's amazing. So this is what I would say to that business owner. If I was a sheriff of that, a county that this occurred in, I'd be like, okay, so no guns. All right, so when you're getting robbed, don't dial 911 because we are not allowed in there. So right. What are we going to do for you? We can't, obviously we can't stop the robber because you won't let us in. So it's just stuff like that. It just makes you just go crazy. I mean, how that people actually have that thought process of, I want my store to be a gun-free zone. Well, look at Chicago. That's a gun-free zone.
Right.
They don't have killings there. It's working great for them. And they still have that thought process. It's amazing to me.
It is amazing. But I was right, though, if obviously if you have a warrant, but also if there's a crime in commission or something like that, you would be able to enter even without their consent, right?
Yeah. If you have we have a lawful duty to react to criminals, obviously. So if there's something going on in there, they cannot keep the police out. If we get a call, say a customer calls and says, hey, they did something to me or whatever, they can't keep the police out then.
Got it.
They can only do it if I'm going in to buy a donut or something and say, we don't want you here, then they can do that. But
well, there's plenty of other places that'll sell you donuts. So that's good news. 99.9% here. You heard it from Sheriff. Are not idiots.
Yeah.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff. Sheriff, thanks for taking a few minutes for us on Labor Day. I appreciate it. And please, as always, communicate to your folks whenever you have a chance how much we really do appreciate them. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Y'all take care.
All right. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And the good news is 99.9% of the roads are doing just fine. In fact, they're all doing just fine, not showing any slowdowns or delays. Again, very holiday light, which is pretty good news. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in. If you could, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, you've got a couple of choices to make. You know, obviously you want to think about the manufacturer and which year you want and which model you want and all that. But you also have the decision about used versus new. Okay, and look, there's no doubt about it. You know, new cars have a certain set of advantages to them, right? Because you know everything there is to know about that car. But a car that you drive off the lot loses a significant amount of its value the moment you do that. It's the depreciation hit, and it's not just gradual. It's sudden. That first mile is the most expensive mile, right? And as Dave Ramsey is always talking about, for a lot of people, it doesn't make any sense to buy those cars. I mean, it's good that somebody buys them. Okay, and then they bring them back or on a lease or something like that, and then Frontier has cars that are a year or two or 3 years old, and all of a sudden you're getting a smoking deal on a car that is basically the car you would have had a year after or 2 years after, but you just don't have to pay that extra for. About the big difference, really, is the smell. You know, you just don't get that new car smell, but you do get a great car that's going to last you a long time. That's the way I buy cars. I like to buy a car that's a year or two old and drive it for 15 years. You know, that's just the way I do. You don't have to drive it that long, but that's how I like to. And that's, you know, as you said, that's how Dave Ramsey recommends. Frontier Motors is a great place to buy those cars. About 300 good quality used cars on the lot at any moment. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Summer season is here and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Fans on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's John Hart and the Prince Brothers.
Ooh, baby, here I am, sassy, living on your way.
A guitar-driven, lo-fi jazz and R&B band from Pensacola. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
Oh, didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship.
Watching the sun bake, all of those tourists covered with oil.
Arbeedy rolls out. He's got a man in the flats coming up, missing the first tackle, fumble, ball's on the ground. Who's got it? Argos look like they may have fallen on this football.
And they did. Argos pick up the fumble on the third quarter, 7 minutes to go.
Wasting away.
Absolutely. So the Argos were already up 21-3 at this point, and then they scored, of course.
A little bit of movement up front. Not a flag, and we're going deep. Pee Wee Jarrett's got a man down the side. Touchdown, Argos! We were just saying, Coach Shoemaker and I were just saying, we got to take a deep shot.
And they did. 51-yard strike from Pee Wee Jarrett to John Giles, and that put us up 28-3 on Friday for the whiteout game under the lights. Fourth quarter, UWF, 14:20 to go.
Jarrett back to pass. Got some time. Slides up in the pocket. Has a man over the middle. Zach Offord with a beautiful catch. Wow. Takes the hit. Hangs on to the football. All right, Zach Offord.
Yeah, they went ahead and took that one in 35-3 at that point. Then late in the game, we threw an interception. They had a different guy in there. Michael Richards Jr. was threw an interception to Jai Watson in the end zone, but that was the final score, 35-3. They walk away with it. And in the post game in the locker room, the game ball went to Coach. Game ball to Coach Nobles. First of many, his first win as the coach of the Argos. Of course, a former stellar player when he was here. And, man, it's just it's fun to watch him play. It really is. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. In case you might have missed the news over the weekend, Jimmy Buffett has passed away. I don't know how you, if you, you know, it like seemed like every other post in my social media feeds was all of this because he's such a meaningful person to so many people here locally, and you know, very sad news to find out about that. 8:23 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy, I got news to make you feel worse. You ready? It's your favorite kind.
Great
news to make you feel worse. Richard Gere just had a birthday.
Did he?
You want to take a shot at this? Yeah, it was actually last Thursday.
He was the American Gigolo.
That's
so
right.
Let's see.
Among any, many things.
61?
74.
No, no, no.
74. He's almost old enough to be president.
I hate it when you do that.
No, but see, it's funny because you think of Richard Gere being in his mid-70s. Not really, but he's been white for a long time, right? I don't mean white of the face. I mean white of the hair. He's always been white of the face. 4-3-7-16-20. So Mayonnaise is 74 years old.
I love that movie so much.
Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, I'm 75, so look at me.
There you go. See?
Right. And you're young. Yeah. See, you could have been the American Gigolo.
You are also almost old enough to be president.
Yeah, same here.
I hate it when you do that.
Well, they're going to be like 81 and 80 fighting each other for the president. Presidency. What in the world?
Gotta have some stamina to do that. Well, the week is off to a successful and record-breaking start for SpaceX. They launched a Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center last night. It was carrying 21 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit as part of SpaceX's effort to spread high-speed internet throughout the world. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is ousting the country's defense minister. He made the announcement on Sunday, citing the need for new approaches as the war with Russia is dragging on. The removal comes after numerous corruption scandals involving Ukraine's Ministry of Defense and a Central Florida hunting guide and two buddies landed a nearly half-ton alligator in a lake near Orlando on Friday. Guide Kevin Brotz runs Florida gator hunting and has been a guide and licensed charter captain for about 20 years. Brotz says he had fear like I've never felt before as they captured a 920-pound gator that measured 13 feet long. It took Brotz, Darren Field, and Carson Gore 4 hours to haul that gator in. No word on the possibility that one of the guys mentioned, hey, we're going to need a bigger boat.
Well, you know what they say about a gator's eyes? It's got lifeless eyes, like a doll's eyes. So,
Tastes like chicken.
That's right. As it does. Tough chicken. Steve, thanks so much for the update. But I said 80. Trump will be, if he wins and gets elected and gets inaugurated, he'd be 78. Biden would be 82. So, So Richard Gere's almost old enough. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, did you see Nikki Haley yesterday was talking about this? She gets with Mitch McConnell, you know, having the issues that he has had, now very serious issues. And she says, this is why we got to believe in term limits. Come on now, play for me. There we go.
I am completely for term limits. I'm completely for mental competency tests for anyone over the age of 75. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. Here you have Mitch McConnell, who's done great service to the country. You have Dianne Feinstein, who had a great career. You've got Nancy Pelosi, who's been there a long time. At what point do they get it's time to leave? They need to let a younger generation take over. We want to go and start working for our kids.
Yeah, go you 51-year-old. You know, it's usually not the 75-year-olds that are saying that kind of stuff. But, man, you see some of these people that she's talking about, and you do kind of wonder about it. Candy's got traffic on the five.
I'm gonna slam the door behind you on benefits.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me. I mean, traffic on the fives.
The next wave of people who come into our county, they better not take down any trees. I mean, my house, you know, but.
I know. I know. As we take a look, I'm not showing any slowdowns. I mean, except around lights. School's out today, too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Labor Day? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that makes sense, too. No buses on the road, nothing. So you should have a pretty easy time at getting where you're going this morning. Unless it's a bank, which I'm sure is closed, or, you know, the city buildings and stuff. And we are, too. You cannot pick up a prize today. You can do that Tuesday through Friday. Don't give me that face.
Are you 100% sure?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. You would know.
I would know. 4-3. Am I old enough to be president? 437-1620.
Well, plus you have to be able to provide a birth certificate, and we all know that you...
I've got a birth certificate.
I'm sure you
do. I'm just really dumb. Like, I'd be the worst... Oh, my God. Thank God I don't have to do anything.
You'd be the best president.
I would be the worst president ever. Yeah.
828.
I love you, everybody.
News Radio 92.3. Look at this sad news from the world of Hollywood. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are heading for divorce.
They're splitting. Yeah, I know. So, he's breaking up with Sansa. I don't know why.
If you want to meet a dramatic redhead. I'm not saying it's her fault.
She's so
beautiful. Well, you know. She was what? She was Sansa in Game of
Thrones. Yeah, in Game of Thrones. She was
Jean
Grey
in the X-Men movies.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's right. And... you know, I don't know. He's him.
He's Joe Jonas. Right? You know? Joe Jonas?
Yeah, that's right.
I forget. There's
that's right.
Three.
So let's see now. You got like Britney's on the market. And who is the other one? I can't think of it all of a sudden. But, you know, so she's there and Joe Jonas is on the market. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there if you want to go for him. I don't recommend it. Meg Ryan, did you see this? Meg Ryan is embarrassed about the scene.
About?
When Harry Met Sally.
The one where she...
I'll have what she's having.
She's embarrassed about that? That's her best line ever. It's her best scene.
And she doesn't even say the line, right? It's
No. It's Rob Reiner's mother.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was reading a story about this yesterday. She says it's a unique embarrassment for her kids.
Oh.
And you know what she should tell her kids is, well, how do you like the house and the car?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
y'all
how
like
much money
eating
did we make because
college?
Of that scene?
Yeah.
So she says she was talking to Carol Burnett for Interview Magazine.
Oh.
And she says, it's funny, my son called me this morning. He's in New York staying at a hotel that's right across the street from Katz's Deli.
Nice. place. Okay.
Which is where the scene took
place.
They
had what she's having. Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter was here and everybody was on speaker and they were like, Mom, this is a very unique embarrassment. He said, you know, you can go into that deli and there's an arrow pointing down to the table where you shot that scene.
Oh, I love it. Oh, God.
And Ryan says, I wonder if it's the right one. Here's what I thought was funny about it. Okay. And if you don't know, I'm sorry if you don't know, but it's she fakes an orgasm right in public. And that's what makes the scene so great. Because she's trying to tell him that, you know, women fake them. And he's like, no, they can't. She can. Okay. So they did the scene a couple of times and Rob Reiner was not happy about it. And so he actually sat there and did it, showing her what she needed to do to fake.
So he did it first? I would love to see that outtake, wouldn't you?
Billy Crystal's comment was they headed to do multiple takes. He said, on the other side of her, I ate 27 pastrami sandwiches. For any Jew, that's a lot. Billy Crystal's the best. Can you imagine getting a lesson in how to perform a fake orgasm from Rob Reiner?
Meatball?
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Leaving the beach. Millions of Americans heading home this Labor Day, including President Biden. Now in Philadelphia to address this morning's Labor Day parade. 70,000 people on a Nevada lake bed can't get anywhere. Still trapped by mud at the Burning Man Festival when 2 months of rain fell in 2 days. Fox's Claudia Cowan is there.
Walking through is not easy. This gunk sticks to your shoes, so people are using garbage bags.
Nevada announcing road opening plans today as festival goers live by self-sufficiency and gifting. Kind of like Florida, where Governor DeSantis talks Hurricane Idalia relief after President Biden's weekend visit.
Whatever resources are available as the governor, I'm going to pull those levers to be able to help Floridians. But we're certainly not relying on the federal government to do the day-to-day heavy lifting. We're going to do that as Floridians.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 78 degrees, mostly clear in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. A Century man was sentenced to probation for trying to run over a man he thought was a convicted sex offender while walking out of a liquor store. Kinte Hassan Franklin was originally charged with a felony aggravated battery using a deadly weapon. He pleaded no contest to a lesser charge of misdemeanor battery and was sentenced to 12 months probation by Judge John Simon. Back in February, the victim told the Escambia County Sheriff's Office that Franklin was the driver of a car outside the Fusion Liquor Store on North Century Boulevard and told the man he was going to kill him because he thought he was a child molester. Surveillance video shows Franklin pull up to the victim and say something, then pull into a parking spot in front of the store, back out, and then pull forward, striking the victim with the vehicle multiple times. According to the U.S. Department of Justice National Sex Offender Registry, the victim is not a convicted sex offender. A study done by National Public Radio shows applications for skilled labor jobs in the U.S. dropped by 49% last year. There is now a labor shortage in industries like construction, plumbing, and electrical. But Channel 3 News shows that schools like George Stone Technical College now have waiting lists for students who want to learn the trades and get to work. Stephen Brooks, the assistant principal of George Stone Technical College, told Channel 3.
All of our programs, we have an advisory board made up of local businesses, industries. And everyone is telling us the same thing. They need employees.
George Stone says it currently has 500 students studying there, and the enrollment there is up by 8%. Three astronauts and a Russian cosmonaut are back on Earth after spending nearly 6 months on the International Space Station. Their SpaceX Dragon spacecraft successfully splashed down off the coast of Jacksonville early this morning, much to the delight of everybody in mission control.
Copy all, and you've got a room full of happy people here.
The return set off sonic booms across the state. And right now, let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. The markets are closed today in observance of Labor Day, so when trading resumes tomorrow, it'll be coming on the heels of a week that ended with stocks in mixed territory. At Friday's closing bell, the Dow Jones average gained 115 points to 34,837. S&P 500 picked up 8 points to end at 45.15. The NASDAQ fell by 3 points to 14.31. Coming up in the week ahead, we'll see data on factory orders, the U.S. trade deficit, the Fed's beige book, also the weekly jobless claims and consumer credit. And right now, let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
Happy Monday. Labor Day forecast finally drying out for a change across the area as we go through our Monday afternoon. We have highs also near 90 degrees. We'll still be a little bit rough at times along the coastline. If you do head down to the beach, we'll see yellow flags fly at most area beaches for some rip current risk. Be mindful of that. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, let's check in with Katni Cullerton for the traffic on the fives.
All right. Somebody said I should send Andrew out to cause havoc. Because there's nothing on the roads, and
no.
I agree.
Really quiet out
that's
there.
Right. It is. It's perfect. Not showing any slowdowns right now. Certainly be careful wherever you are, but yeah, very holiday light today. 437-1620. If you see an accident or a slowdown, you can text in your traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Right now, it's a nice sunny 78 in Pensacola, 78 also in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton at 835. The next news is 9, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, I have a Labor Day ethics question for you today.
Well, this I'm the bastion of ethics. You ask anyone.
Bastion of ethics. We are going to solve and or prevent a lot of fights with this conversation that's probably going to have a little bit of fighting to it. It's okay. It's all right. Everybody's kung fu fighting. So, question. You're using the paper towel roll in the kitchen. And you discover that you have gotten yourself to the second to last piece, which is the piece that's normal.
Right.
And then you get the last piece, which is the piece that's like, you know, half paper
towel.
It's
folded on, but it's stuck to the,
and it's
right.
half glue. And, mm-hmm. you know, you pull that piece off. Who's responsible for refilling the paper towel roll? The person who uses the last one or the next person in line who actually needs to use it and gets the benefit from it. 437-1620, 437-1620. I feel like a lot of people can have an opinion about this. Candy, who's responsible for refilling the paper towels? The person who used the last one, glued on though it might be, or the person who comes along and needs one?
The ripper. The one who uses the last one should be the one that goes and gets it. There's only two of us in the house, and for some...
I feel like we've stumbled into something a little personal here.
Yeah, it's fine. I have to do it both. But yeah, if it's like an empty toilet paper roll.
I was going
to
say same thing.
Yeah, if you know where the extras are, go and get it, or leave in the coffee, and it's...
Okay, so
what?
Just...
I'm talking!
Just to get into the details here, on the toilet paper roll, how many squares remaining triggers the obligation to replace it? Like... I know if it's just the one and it's the glue piece, like that does not count. Obviously, you have to replace it. But what if it's like, say, two squares in the glue piece?
If there's meat on the bones and you can say, oh, there's still meat on these bones, you know what I mean? Go replace it. Have that other roll ready to go. So you don't have to, you know, do the little shuffle out to the other room where all your stuff's in because of inconsiderateness.
Pictures in my head. Pictures
I'm sorry.
In my head.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry. I just ruined it for everybody.
437.
Everybody.
I'm not saying I may have used the last of the the paper towel roll over the weekend that approximated a particular conversation with my wife, but I did.
No, when we were younger, it was fun because you would want to go get it because you can fight with the toilet paper.
Yeah,
the
you
tubes.
Can stick
yeah,
your
and
finger
you can
in
smack.
Their
you
heart.
Have,
and
you have sons.
Yeah,
you can hit people in the head.
You
and
can
it
break your
hurt.
Finger trying to poke the hole in it like you do.
Yes, that's right.
Right? All right.
Yeah,
437-1620.
Yes.
Somebody here says, of course, whoever uses the last piece, same with the toilet paper. Oh, look at you citizens of a society that's run by rules and generosity. Yeah, but you don't get to benefit from it. Why should you put forward the effort when somebody else gets the benefit?
Why plant a tree, Andrew?
Exactly.
Yes.
You get your own hands dirty, and it's not even like your kids are going to be the ones who benefit from it.
No, these are the same
garbage
people that don't put their grocery carts back. And I'm not saying that because I work at Apple Market. It doesn't have a cart corral, so you always had to go get them. But yeah, you're garbage. If you go to Walmart, somebody else will get it. Yeah, they will, but you're trash.
Yeah, it's as one person said, it is the perfect illustration of decent people versus barbarians is whether you put the shopping cart back in the corral or not. 437-1620, because there's no sanction for it. It's purely a matter of whether you're doing your part. Somebody here says, whoever takes the last one, same for the TP. Somebody here says, the person responsible is my wife, either way.
Yeah, I'm responsible either way.
You love this
so
person
nice.
Too, though. Did you see who put that in? I won't say his name. I think he's joking. I'm sure he's joking. Somebody says, the ripper is responsible.
Yes, that's true.
But
yeah,
the next user is the most likely replacer. whoever uses the last one is always responsible for replacing whatever is used up.
Yes.
437-1620. Who uses just two squares of TP? Well, I mean, I'm trying to create a, you know, there's got to be some line somewhere. Like five squares, like at some point where you say, well, that's enough for the next person. You know,
it's never enough because you don't know if it's like a, excuse me, and I'm not going to go rogue here, but like a home game situation. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm now getting texts from, like, I'll know couples, and I'm getting texts from the wives asking if it was their husbands who texted in. Oh, it's the best. No, I'm not outing anybody. 437-1620. 437-1620. Somebody says, it's just like with coffee. If you kill the Joe, you make some O.
Yes.
If
yes,
everybody's drinking
absolutely.
It still.
Yeah.
It's the person who used it before the last one. Oh, interesting. That's like, you know, you replace it early and put the other one on top or whatever. Six sheets left. I got to say this just right in this context. Six sheets left on the toilet paper roll, and it's considered an act of grace. Meat on the bone. Perfect description, Candy.
Thank you.
You benefit because you'll look at your spouse with love, hearty hearts. 437-1620. You might be the next person needing TP or paper towel. Okay, so can I do my
life? I like that the husband wrote in, shh.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. You're the most, and I miss you.
Can I be the ethics professor for just a second?
For just a second?
Just like,
yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Because normally I never get to be that, right?
Huh.
Okay, so I want you to think this through with me for a second. If you are the person who uses the last toilet, I keep on saying toilet, but I'm really thinking of paper towel. Okay, you use the last paper towel roll, but same thing for toilet paper, and you leave the cardboard on there because, you know, you're a barbarian. And then it happens to be you who needs it next. Right?
Yes.
So you're the one, you come along, and there's a mess, and you're like, ah! And then for a second, you're like, who used the And you know what happens? You get angry at yourself. Right?
Yes.
You get angry at, like, future you gets angry at past you, which proves that even you know it's supposed to be the person who takes the last one. Of course. Because you shouldn't be getting angry at yourself. I mean, if you were right, you'd be like, oh, cool. Look at me. You know? So, yeah. No. Be a citizen. Be helpful. Make them feel like... This is one of those where, you know, you don't get credit for replacing it, but you do get demerits for not doing it. You will make somebody angry. You will definitely get demerits for not doing it. Somebody here says, another example of lost faith in mankind. Oh, yes, the person who texted in, it was my wife, either way, says, don't say a thing. Don't put my name out there.
Oh, it's so funny.
I love this person, too, so much. It's great. The benefit of it, they use the last one, it'll be replaced by them, and then they get the benefit. That's right. 437-1620. I love some of the comments we've gotten on this. That's great. 845 News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I do. It's brought to you by Knox Pest Control, like those pests in your house that don't replace stuff that... Just kidding.
Can Knox get rid of them?
Knox shows up. Darren, you're not replacing stuff. Oh, I wonder if that'll...
Don't name names.
I know. Not Darren Boyd. Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. From our info on a free pest or termite quote, visit Knox Pest. That's K-N-O-X, knoxpest.com. Knox, knocks them out. You can also give them that number if like people are hassling you at a bar for your number. Not that that happens to me now, but you give them pest control. That is the best gag.
It's nothing but life tips on this show, folks.
It is. That's right. See, I'm helping. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, text them in. And the good news is, again, we're not showing any of these slowdowns on the road. Buses aren't on the road. Very, very holiday light today. So enjoy, and I hope you have it off. I hope it's a fun Labor Day. 437-1620 again for your traffic tips. 846 News Radio 92.3.
Oh, somebody texted in. This is funny. Mm-hmm. They said, coming up next, future news with future yous. Nice. I like that. Well
yeah,
done.
That's
cool.
Great. That's great.
You know, for selling your home, buying your home, we always talk about Christina Leavenworth and how great she is. And it's true, but you always hear me say this phrase. You say, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. And I know we don't talk a lot about them. I mean, I know her, right? I know her the best. But here was a review that was written on their website from somebody named Kelly. Says that Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me, and if he was busy, he would let me know immediately that he would get back to me as soon as possible, and did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep, since he seems to be so dedicated to his work. Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. And see, that's the thing. You know, Christina Leavenworth, of course, she is fantastic, but she has also surrounded herself with other people who get her way of looking at you and homes and selling and relationships and doing everything the right way, the best way possible. And so that whole team is just fantastic. So if you need help selling or buying a home, or you just want some, like, bounce some ideas off of somebody, give her a call, 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon. This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'll have what she's having.
At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al. I'd say, pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane. Before I go insane, it's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
I really feel like it's not right for us to be honoring Jimmy Buffett on Labor Day while we're taking the day off, but we're still working and we're not allowed to have margaritas on the show. I'm getting Bloody Marys, whatever. It just feels like there's something missing in our tribute coverage. Just personally, I feel like that's, you want to bring that up with management?
I will definitely bring it up with management. Yeah, absolutely.
437-1620, 437-1620. This is an interesting story to me because it tells you things about our society, but also tells you things about what you believe about our society. New research indicates that there's a much greater problem with early onset vision decline. The whole world is going blind, according to one headline. Amit Katwala, writing at Wired, says myopia, nearsightedness, is on the rise around the world, particularly in Asia. The more severe cases called myopia can lead to blindness. Statistics are jarring. 90% of teens and young adults in China are myopic. 90%, up from 10% in the 50s. Taiwan, 90% of high school students are myopic. In the U.S., rates are still under 50% in Europe, but they are increasing. Asia, you know, we're not... Asia's just ahead of us on the curve. We're not on a different curve. It's estimated by 2050, half the world's population is going to need glasses, contacts, or surgery just to see across the room. High myopia is now the leading cause of blindness in Japan, China, and Taiwan. So what's going on? Well, what's your natural explanation?
What's your natural... games, TV. Yeah,
they're looking at their phones, right? Yeah. It's inside short, you know, short attention or short visual distances, looking at smart screens and all that. Interestingly, the problem happened before smartphones. So the trends began before we had the iPhone, basically. So what could be causing it? It's not small screens. It's all screens. It's not the screen per se. It's what you're not doing because you're watching the screen. So the piece explains that the sunlight that you're missing from not being outside because you are inside, and that's true whether you're watching a TV or playing a video game or just sitting in a classroom, you know, because you're not outside. It's not screens even. It's just being not outside. And so when you're outside, and, you know, I'm outside of my area of knowledge here, but basically sunlight stimulates dopamine in the retina, and it actually tends to make your eyes healthier in such a way that it staves off this problem. So technology and industrialization, you know, things that got us out of the outdoors, which you tend to think of as good things, but that's contributing to the myopia because, you know, so how do you solve this? Get the kids outside. So it's, again, it's not that screens are bad, even though they are. It's that screens and other indoor activities displace outdoor time. And that's the bad thing. It's the opportunity cost. It's costing us. 437-1620. Wes Anderson has made another Road Dahl book into a movie, but this is a short one. It's like 40 minutes long. How do you market that? I guess it's going to go to streaming. But he was asked whether he likes the idea of re-editing Roald Dahl books.
Right.
You know, the fat people or the Oompa Loompas or any of this kind of stuff. And the one he wrote is called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. Sorry, it's a 40-minute film based on a 1977 short story. And he was asked, do you think that we ought to be, you know, sensitive or offensive material should be removed from Dahl's works? He said, I'm probably the worst person to ask about this because if you ask me if Renoir should be allowed to touch up one of his pictures, I would say no. It's a finished work of art. I don't even want the artist to modify their work. I understand the motivation for it, but I'm in the school where the piece of work is done. We participate in it. We know it. So I think when it's done, it's done. And certainly no one who is an author should be modifying somebody else's book. He's dead. Oh, man, that is so true. 437-1620, 437-1620. Somebody else texted me in about the eyes thing, said it might partially be due to sunlight, but it's also partially due to not focusing at different distances constantly if you're not, you know, using your eyes in that same way. I don't know. I would tend to think that. I'm saying what the article indicated was it really was more specifically unique to the sunlight rather than to something else. And, you know, again, I'm certainly well outside of my own area of expertise here. 437-1620. People are stranded in Burning Man. Oh, who could have seen it? No, I just don't have a lot of sympathy for this because you go out there to be by yourself and with the community and help each other out, and they get 3/4 of an inch of rain, and the world collapses because it's a dry environment that doesn't get rain. And people are like, Chris Rock walks 5 miles to get out to go to a, you know, find an airplane out of town. They're gonna be fine. This is not the first time. This is not a fire festival. Like catastrophe in the brewing. This is just an entertaining story because everybody's got mud and it's just the big, what was the upstate New York big concert back in the day?
Woodstock.
You know, Mudstock, right?
The one with all the rapes and fires.
They've done this before. It's not the first year. They're going to be fine. It's a little entertaining. 8:55 on News Radio 92.
Entertaining all these dirty people with money to spare. Yeah, hey, have fun. What did you think was going to happen?
Oh no. What was the thing I was reading? We barely have good bandwidth right now.
I know. It was like when Ivan happened in Mobile, it was like, oh, we can't take a hot shower. It's like burning hell.
Right.
Okay. This is brought to you by Pensacola Energy. Speaking of which, the hot shower part, the good part. Did you know that most natural gas appliances work even with no power? That's great. You got to be storm ready with natural gas from Pensacola Energy. Cannot say that enough. Love them. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com and take a look at the roads. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. 29 not showing any issues at all. And if you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
If you've got a plumbing issue of any kind, Barberry Plumbing, whether it's a leak, a drip, a weird sound in the wall, you broke something because you shouldn't have touched it and you did and now it's broke, you're trying to reclaim your Tupperware, whatever the problem is, okay, the water's not hot enough, the water pressure's not good enough, Barberry Plumbing, they can work on all of this stuff, flat rate pricing by the job, not by the time it takes. 477-8782 for Barberry Plumbing. We talked about the Argos game. Argos had a good big win for Caleb Noble's first official game. That's fantastic. There was also a game between LSU and FSU last night, and it was pretty entertaining as long as you're not an LSU fan.
Travis has been dialed in on third down tonight. There's a slant on first down. Catch made by Coleman. Deion Coleman, his first touchdown as a Seminole.
Oh, man, this kid is fantastic, too. He had 3 on the night. 3 touchdown receptions on the night just in from Spartanville. I know it's not Spartanville, but, you know, it's MSU Spartans. My sister actually went to Michigan State for her grad work, I think. Anyway, he's in. They score 3. By the way, you know, LSU looked like maybe it was going to be a game, 17-14 at the half, but FSU, like the goal line defense, 6 plays in a row. They stopped them on the very first possession. Within 5 yards, that was crazy. That's just like one of these, oh, they can't stop them. They really did 6 times. And then they just completely ran away with it in the second half. I mean, it was just like ridiculous what they did to them in the second half.
Here's Travis on the move, and he flips it wide open. Bell makes an impact play as a receiver, and Florida State just stuck the dagger in LSU.
LSU.
Yeah, I think that made it 38-17. I think the dagger was a lot earlier in the game than that. But so LSU gets a big long pass play in the beginning that leads to nothing, and then they get a 75-yard pass play for a touchdown as their final play of the game. And I guess that's your takeaway. They look good this year. 850 FSU does. And LSU looked okay. It was a weird, sloppy, bizarre game, by the way. Lots of strange stuff. It wasn't like the super tight game on either side, frankly. Time for...
Tomorrow's going to feel like a Monday future news. I'm not wrong.
All right, UWF. How good are they going to do this? How well are they going to do this year?
They're going to go all the way.
They have all of the talent they need to go as far as they can go this year. Seminoles. They going to be a competitor this year?
Heck yeah.
They just beat the
go
number
Noles.
Five last night. You
Fear
know.
The spear.
That's right. The number eight. Will Colorado continue with Deion Sanders getting the $30 million head coaching job and their first big upset of the year taking down TCU last night? Saturday.
No.
It'll be fun to watch. I mean, prime time, he's got the tools and, they're going to, will everybody be okay basically at Burning Man?
Yes.
Yeah, they're all closer.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
Steve Taylor, and here's what's happening. Multiple restaurants.